This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I spoke to my first group face-to-face in Emmitsburg, Iowa for Farm News Tuesday. It was open air at the fairgrounds, and all there, like me, looked old enough to have been vaccinated. It was a cool early morning, and it felt really good to do something besides Zoom. My son and Brazilian daughter-in-law went to the Baseball College World Series in Omaha last week. When she posted pictures of them there on Instagram, her Brazilian social media friends were shocked that they were at a public event with no one wearing masks. There was such an uproar that she took the post down rather than explain to so many that this was relatively safe there. They're vaccinated. It is not like that in Brazil, where they are still shut down, barred from such events. Her father just got his second shot. Not everyone has access in Brazil to COVID vaccine like they do here. They are still dying in Brazil because there is not enough vaccine. For anyone who dies of COVID here in the United States right now, it is not because they could not have been vaccinated. It was their choice. I'm amazed at how many in this country think that the vaccine is a higher risk than the virus. Sorry, but I cannot understand such flawed risk management. At the Emmitsburg meeting, the first farmer that I talked to had driven up from Carroll, Iowa. I recently drove through Carroll on the way back from a meeting in Kansas City and shared the picture of pineapple corn taken there with all those who subscribed to my report. He said that all they got there was 0.2 inches from the recent rain system. I checked the precip map, and sure enough, that area got missed. He confirmed that it had really not rained there since April of 2020. Carroll County is one of our major livestock areas. They may get silage, but grain is looking less likely every day without soaking rain. Plant moisture requirements climb steadily now so that an inch of rain will last about a week. Those who got an inch will wonder where it went in a few days and need another one. To me, it is the heat that is the most damaging. Those stress degree days, SDDs, that Owen Taylor counts are killers. I counted 14 more SDDs in the next 6 days in the forecast here. I counted 37 SDDs in the temperature forecast for Fargo, North Dakota, 23 for Sioux Falls, and 16 for Minneapolis in the next 6 days. Every degree of temperature above 86 degrees causes the corn plant stress. Get enough of them, 140 by Elwin Taylor's calculation, and you will no longer have trendline yield potential. It doesn't take long to blow by 140 where trend yield is no longer possible when they add up like that. It has been my belief that the USDA has been lying to us via their corn and soybean balance sheets for some time. Those more polite call it being conservative in their estimates. Last August, funds knew that China was going to buy 10 million metric tons of corn when USDA stuck with 3 million metric tons and then slow-walked that number higher over subsequent reports. We also knew, living out here where we do, that the corn died in August. Well, it took until January for the USDA to come clean on the 2020 drought loss. The drought was far worse than the derecho, which I told subscribers at the time. I have been long corn and soybeans ever since then, and just because the market corrected, the fundamentals did not change. In fact, the fundamentals are still building around the narrative. I have no problem having an inventory of corn and soy when the trend of values is rising. We are not at our shorter supply relative to demand yet. There will have to be supply rationing at some point. We have our end users covered, some covered soy meal needs well into 2022. China has been ahead of domestic end users every step of the way. They bought last year's crop while U.S. farmers gave it away to them. They also bought the recent break. They will have what they need covered and let everyone else fight over rationing what is left. I have no interest in new crop sales. If this crop comes up short, the highs could come at harvest or in January. A farmer at the Emmitsburg meeting asked if I would buy $15,000 an acre farmland. My answer is that if the farm fits your operation and you are financially capable of buying it, that is where my analysis starts and ends. You buy it. The price is the price. Owning farmland produces a return, build value, and will outlast longevity of any stock. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.